Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to a refuah shlema, a complete recovery, for Robert Mittman and Sharon Mittman, and to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel, Pesach Zev Ben Chaba, Harav Mir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, and Reuven Hoffman. We have two subjects we want to discuss on the program this week. The first subject, and the main subject, is going to be the murder of four more Jewish soldiers in Jerusalem today, the day that we're taping this program. Four more Jewish soldiers murdered by a Muslim Nazi terrorist, and dozens of Jews injured. And how the government of Israel and the establishment in Israel and all of you Jews out there that do nothing about it are responsible for the murder of these four Israeli soldiers. And the second thing we want to discuss is something we've discussed before, but it's got to be mentioned again. Because it is so obsessive on the part of Donald Trump, his defense of Soviet communist dictator Vladimir Putin, Soviet KGB dictator Vladimir Putin, his obsessive defense of Putin and defense of Russia. It's just unbelievable. And it's something that you don't see him do for anybody else. He's not loyal to anybody else. He stabs throughout his career. He stabs everybody else in the back, including his most loyal friends. He stabbed in the back over the years, including his own wives. He stabbed in the back. I mean, he committed adultery on them. He's a cheat and a backstabber. But when it comes to Putin and Russia, he's so obsessively loyal to them. It's obvious why. But that's going to be the second subject. The main subject, though, of course, is today's horrific news that four more Jewish soldiers were brutally murdered by a Muslim terrorist driving a truck and running people over in the middle of the street in Jerusalem, murdering four soldiers, injuring dozens of other innocent people in Israel's capital city of Jerusalem. The government of Benjamin Netanyahu, Naftali Bennett, Avigdor Lieberman, Aryeh Deri, all of these despicable corrupt leaders and politicians in Israel, they are responsible for the murder of these four soldiers. They who allow millions of Arab, Muslim, Nazi, terrorist supporters to continue to live in the land of Israel. Because they allow them to continue to stay there, they guarantee that we are going to face tragedies like this over and over and over again. Tens of thousands of Jews have been murdered since the founding of the State of Israel in 1948. Tens of thousands of Jews have been murdered unnecessarily. And you know, whether it's Netanyahu's government or the Supreme Court of the evil left-wing Supreme Court of Israel or the evil left-wing Israeli news media or the evil left-wing generals that run Israel's pathetic army, these criminals, these charlatans, these corrupt politicians and corrupt leaders that rule over the Jewish people in the Holy Land, are absolutely driving Israel into the ground. These people not only do not expel the Arab Nazi enemy, which is what they should do, or at least encourage the Arabs to leave even with compensation, as they could do easily. Instead of doing that, they do everything they can to encourage the Arabs to stay in Israel and to bring in more illegal aliens from around the world into Israel. 70% of the population of South Tel Aviv, Israel's biggest city is Tel Aviv. South Tel Aviv, 70% of the population are illegal aliens from Africa who have turned Tel Aviv, a prosperous, modern, beautiful Jewish city, once was, they've turned it into a jungle, a slum and a jungle and a crime-infested sewer. I'm not allowed to make Aliyah. I'm not allowed even to visit Israel for over 20 years now because of the truth that I'm telling you now. My leader and our leader, the greatest Jewish leader in modern Jewish history, Harav Meir Kahana Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha Hashem Yikom Damo, he was banned from running for the Knesset, even though polls showed that this was someone who could have been elected prime minister. He was banned from running because of his political views. And they said Israel is the only democracy in the Middle East. That's a democracy? You ban people from running because of their political opinions? And then he was murdered. But Arab terrorists who support mass murder, who support the destruction of America, Israel, the Western world, are allowed to sit in Israel's Knesset, are allowed to sit in Israel's parliament. And the Israeli government gives benefits to Arab Muslim Nazis that want to destroy the Jewish people and that want to destroy all non-Muslim infidels. They give benefits to Arab Muslim Nazis that they would never give to their fellow Jews, never. Free medical care, free food, free housing, free education. Jews don't get any of those benefits. Jews in Israel pay very high taxes for everything. They pay fees and taxes on everything in Israel. Taxation in Israel is much worse than it is in the United States. Only for Jews. Arabs don't pay their taxes, don't do anything positive for the state of Israel, which they hate. They hate the state of Israel, they want to destroy it. And they get all of these benefits, massive benefits, billions and billions of dollars in benefits. This is what the leaders of Israel, Netanyahu, Bennett, Lieberman, Deri, and the other leaders of Israel do. And then you have these moronic Jews in America who call themselves conservative, who continue to support Netanyahu, say, oh, Netanyahu, he's a tough guy. What a joke. And so four more Jews are murdered. Four more young Jews are murdered. And four Jewish families are in mourning now, having lost their loved ones. How can anybody forgive the criminals who are responsible for this situation? How can that ever be forgiven? How can you ever forgive something like that? You can't bring the four murdered Jews back. You know, the four murdered Jews are gone now, and their four families will never be the same. How can you ever forgive this? These are unforgivable crimes that are being committed by leaders who get away with it. We in JTF are bringing the truth to the people of Israel. I just did a Hebrew video on this. And we're bringing the truth to the people of Israel. No one else tells the truth the way we do to the people of Israel. If you really love Israel or care about Israel, if you understand the importance of Israel, God tells us that He will bless those who bless Israel and curse those who curse Israel. If you understand the importance of that and how this is the central mission in our lives to promote God's Zionist enterprise in the Holy Land, then you should be part of JTF and helping JTF reach the people of Israel with this message of truth. We're telling the truth to the people of Israel, and almost no one else is. There are a few people in Israel that tell some of the truth, and we support them and work with them as much as we can. But we are certainly one of the few voices of real truth that reach the people of Israel. And if we could reach all the people of Israel with our message, if we had a big enough budget, we could reach all the people of Israel with our message, the situation would be very, very different. Because the message I've just given you, many Jews in Israel agree with it. Many Jews in Israel agree with what I'm saying. But they don't know what to do, and they don't know where to go, and what to do, and how to do things. We've got to reach them and organize them. And we've got to wake people up before it's too late. And I want to speak to you briefly about Donald Trump again. And I know that it's not popular with our base to criticize Donald Trump. That's not popular. because people continue to worship this individual who has no principles, who is corrupt to the core, who is a liar and a fraud. And his sickening obsession with Russia and his sickening defense of Russia all the time really should prove beyond any doubt what an unbelievable fraud he is. And he's the guy who people voted for because they wanted to vote against the establishment. They're going to show the establishment. You know, they were angry. White working class voters are angry and they want... So who do they elect? They elect somebody who immediately puts the biggest establishment people in charge of everything. The CEO of ExxonMobil, the Secretary of State, CEO of Goldman Sachs, is Secretary of the Treasury. He puts the biggest establishment, multinational corporate billionaires in charge of the whole government now. And his supporters are thrilled with it. Oh, what stupid people. What stupid people. And, you know, his defense of Russia, it's so obvious. Why is he defending Russia? Donald Trump is not loyal to anybody other than Donald Trump. He only cares about Donald Trump, and he's not loyal to anybody. He's the ultimate egomaniac, the ultimate narcissist. He has no principles and no morals. Remember, he supported the Clintons. He supported the Democrats almost all of his life. He was a left-wing Democrat. He supported Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York. He supported Hillary Clinton. He gave money, hundreds of thousands of dollars, to the Clintons, to their political campaigns. He praised Barack Hussein Obama after Obama's election. And, yeah, I could go on and on and listing. He supported Chuck Schumer. He supported all the most evil left-wing politicians you can imagine. And his supporters don't care about that. None of that mattered to them. We brought all of this up during the campaign. None of that mattered to them. People who were loyal to him, who were good to him, he stabbed in the back. Ted Cruz was the one guy who was defending him and who was good to him and loyal to him through thick and thin. He started attacking Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz, by the way, if you look at the sequence of what happened then, Ted Cruz only responded after Trump started attacking him, started publicly trashing him and attacking him. And in the end, Trump attacked Ted Cruz's wife. He said Ted Cruz's wife is ugly. He showed a picture of Ted Cruz's wife versus his wife to say, you see, my wife is prettier than your wife. You remember that in his little Twitters? And then he accused Ted Cruz's father of being involved in the assassination of John F. Kennedy. I mean, just... He planted a story in the National Enquirer that Ted Cruz had affairs with five different women, including one of the women actually worked for Trump. And they all five women said, what are you, crazy? This is ridiculous. And people who know Cruz say that Cruz is not the type of person who would do something like that. He is a man of integrity and he would not do something like that. That he really is a man of integrity and a faithful. He's not just a faithful husband. He really is a man of principles, unlike Trump, who did cheat on all of his wives, cheats on everybody, even cheated on his current wife. Remember, he was caught on that tape talking about what he wanted to do with women and how he grabs women. And this is while he's married to his current wife. So he cheats on everybody, stabs everybody in the back. But the one person that he never goes against is Vladimir Putin, no matter what. He is pro-Putin and pro-Russia. No matter what is revealed, no matter what comes out, he supports Russia and he supports Putin. And always defends them. Always defends them. He doesn't care how much political flack he gets. He doesn't care how much blowback there is. He will continue to defend Putin and Russia. Because Putin and Russia gave him loans when he was going bankrupt and was sinking because he's not such a great business genius. He was sinking. Putin and Russia gave him loans. He's in debt up to his neck to the Russians. And so That's why he doesn't release his tax returns. He doesn't want us to see that, aside from all the other dirty little things that he's done in his dirty life. But that's why he doesn't release his tax returns, because he doesn't want us to see that he is in debt to Russia and in debt to Putin. Putin, the Soviet communist KGB dictator, Putin, who spent his life working for the communist KGB. The KGB that worked to destroy America, that did everything they could to undermine and destroy the United States, that wanted to create a communist world, that to this day wants to recreate the Soviet Empire, which is what Putin's goal is, and Trump is helping him now. What a farce. And what a dangerous situation for the future of America, that you have somebody like this in the White House now. And you trust him and love him and worship him. What a joke. Anyway, we're going to continue to tell the truth, popular or not. We're going to continue to tell the truth and stand for the truth. And remember, the truth we're telling we're telling to the people of Israel is essential for the survival of Israel. Help us bring that truth to them. Help us be a voice of light in a generation of darkness, because we can turn the tide and we can make this a better world if we work together as a team and do what must be done in order to alert people before it's too late. Because many people in Israel instinctively understand that something is very wrong and things have got to change. JTF brings that message to the people of Israel. JTF's message must be heard. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.